We're back talking D-West boys basketball, sponsored by Triple L Tire and the Benina State Bank. Head coach Derek Shelton joins us. The Mustangs coming off a win last night, their third victory of the year. We've had several close calls that we talked about, including the one against Axtell last week, but getting a win last night. Let's go back to Friday. Coach Clifton Clyde, a very good team at the top of the league standings, and they win that ball game. I know it's a long road trip for you and tough competition, but 62-28, Clyde kind of controlled it. What were the takeaways from your team from that game last Friday?
For us, you know, we weren't ready to go from the get-go, and, you know, that's on me. I didn't have them ready to play. We didn't have the same energy level that we had against Axtell in the game before, and they came out and pressed like we knew they would, and we just did not handle it like we have every other press the rest of the year. So kind of a learning experience for the guys, and, you know, just kind of going to move on from it.
Then you did move on and did very well Tuesday night back at home and got a convincing win against Onega, 50-33, the final score. So a really good night, it looked like, all the way around, one of your highest scoring games of the season. So what all was working well, especially on the offensive side?
For us last night was the first quarter we got out and we defended. It was the best we've defended all year long. And, you know, once we've got some stops, we got out and we got into transition, something we haven't done for the last few weeks that we've been trying to do all year. We did early in the year, and, you know, we got some easy buckets and we knocked down some shots.
Tough games coming up. You host Hanover and then you play at Centralia, but feel like last night was a good confidence builder, and hopefully guys saw some things that they can build off of and continue here down the home stretch.
Yeah, I think last night's a game that'll help us for sure. You know, we've been in a lot of close games this year, and there's always a stretch during that game where we just kind of lose our minds, you know, and that ends up costing us. And last night we did that for a little bit also, but we rebounded from it and then extended the lead after they cut it down to 10 there. So I think it's a good learning experience, and I think the boys are starting to see, you know, the work they're putting in is starting to pay off.
I mentioned the 50 points. Did he have a few different players or a few more players that were stepping up, getting a few more than usual in last night's win?
Yeah, we were balanced last night, but it was Michael Albers. I mean, I told him after the game, kind of his coming out party, you know, he ended up with 13 last night, and it was all right around the rim, and that stuff, we couldn't get him to shoot early in the year. He would pass up open layups and open shots around the rim, and we've been on him about, you know, you get it down there, you got to go up and shoot it, score it, you know, at least attempt to shoot it. So he didn't pass those up last night, and, I mean, he looked pretty good, and it really got us going, especially early in the game.
The defense, you know, I mean, if you only give up 33 points, you're probably going to win a lot more games. I mean, were there some strides maybe on the defensive side that you're hoping will carry over as well against some tougher opponents here in Hanover and Centralia next?
Yeah, our for one, rebounding again. I mean, against Axtell was the first game we actually out-rebounded the opponent all year long. And then we did it again last night. We're starting to finally block out, rebound a little better. And in our second rotations and third rotations, they were better. They're still not where I want them to be, but, you know, they're slowly, we're getting there.
Well, best of luck your upcoming games. Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We'll chat more again next week.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Coach Derek Shelton of the D-West Boys here on Locker Room Chats, KNZA, brought to you by the Medina State Bank and Bank of Highland, as well as Triple L Tire.